Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life the way it was meant to be and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. Thanks for joining us on the journey. We've got a little bit different theme music on a Wednesday than we typically do. Roger, we are wrapping up a three-part little series on singing with thankfulness in our hearts to God. We're using this day before Thanksgiving to wrap up this little series, and we're going to take a little bit of a break, but we wanted to end on just a simple note of give thanks.
Giving thanks, you know, there are so many hymns in our hymnal that pull out this idea. And it's such a common thing we do. Before we eat, we bow our heads and we give thanks. As worship begins, we bow our heads and give thanks to God. It's the thankful heart that's reflective and recognizes that God is in his life and God has done so much to us. And so as we wrap up this series here, our focus is on a hymn that actually is that title, Give Thanks.
You and I have had just really, really encouraging feedback on this little series. A couple of Fridays ago, we introduced Count Your Blessings, looked back at the author of that hymn and how it continues to inspire us today. Last Friday, O Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Today, a much more modern hymn, just written in 1978. But even though it's more modern, you were able to track down an interesting story behind it.
Absolutely. And we again want to remind our listeners that at the end of this podcast, we're actually going to play this song. And we encourage you, wherever you are, just to join and sing, because it just lifts your spirit and it does so much. So, Give Thanks was written by Henry Smith in 1978. Of all the hymns we've looked at so far, this is a modern composer. He's still alive. He's born in 1952, and he's written over 300 hymns. Most of them have not been published. But in all of these, there's a story. And soon after graduating from college, he had a tough time finding a job. And some health issues have left him legally blind. Sitting in a church service one day, he heard a sermon in which the preacher talked about Jesus making himself poor to make others rich. And that stuck with him. And that was the basis of writing this hymn. He wrote this hymn, and for about a decade, it just sat kind of flat. He would kind of sing it with friends and such, but it didn't go anywhere. Unbeknown to him, that somebody had heard that and took it overseas and became very popular. It was published overseas. 10 years later, after he wrote this, a friend had this song on a cassette and said, "I want you to hear this." And Henry said, "That's my song." So he contacted the publishing company, and they had been looking for him for 10 years, but they didn't know where he was. And so the two got together, papers were signed, and he's now recognized as the author and the composer of this wonderful, wonderful hymn.
I'll read the lyrics here, and then we'll open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. But the hymn is relatively short. And just really emphasizes this simple idea with an emphasis on what Jesus has done. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich," because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the sick say, "I am whole." Let the bound say, "I am free," because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks.
I think six times that phrase, give thanks, is used. And it's a short hymn, like you said. But that's the common theme, and that is kind of like a call to all of us that no matter what's happened to us, through Jesus Christ, our lives are better, and we need to give thanks.
Yeah. At the beginning and the end of the hymn, that simple anthem, give thanks. But in the middle, we've got this interesting idea. You've been teaching a class this quarter on the Beatitudes, an upside-down way of looking at life in an upside-down sort of world. This is a theme that we see throughout the ministry of Jesus. In fact, even before Jesus was born, I told you that we would go back to the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. If you're following along in a Bible, you can begin reading with me in verse 30. This is that announcement of the angel Gabriel to Mary about what was going to happen in this amazing child that was going to be born to her. A virgin. In Luke 1, verse 30, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Something incredible is going to happen as this virgin gives birth to a son who is going to be the King of all kings. If you're following along in your Bible, you can scan down to Luke 1, verse 46. Eventually, Luke documents Mary magnifying the Lord with this song of praise. She says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." If you listen to what Mary is saying, this is really the message of Henry Smith's relatively modern song. She is a servant of humble estate, but a God who is mighty has made great promises to her. And now she is reflecting on how the proud are going to be scattered. The mighty are going to be brought down. The rich are going to be sent away empty, whereas those of humble estate are going to be exalted. The hungry are going to be filled with great things. That's the meat of this little hymn that we're reflecting on today. Roger, I know you've got a couple of other passages, but let me read you one more from the Gospel of Luke, this time Luke chapter 4, where Jesus, now eventually 30 years old, comes back to his hometown of Nazareth. And in Luke chapter 4, he stands up in his hometown synagogue. He begins reading from the prophet Isaiah. And we hear him saying in Luke 4, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That's the message of this hymn. Give thanks to this amazing God who has done great things through Jesus Christ. Because of what he's done, the weak can say, I am strong. The poor can say, I am rich. The sick can say, I am whole. The bound can say, I am free.
And what's really interesting about those lyrics in that hymn is that the emphasis is upon what the Lord has done to right. us. God didn't come down here and say, now you just give to me, and I'm going to do nothing for you. You're a bunch of peons, and I don't care about you. He's changed the world. He's changed us. And that's the emphasis there. And I think in all of those expressions, you know, there are two ways you can look at them. Of course, the obvious is to look at them in a physical sense, but I think the true context is spiritual.
Right.
I'm weak spiritually, but now I'm strong in Jesus. I was poor spiritually. That's beatitude right there. But now I'm rich. I was sick spiritually, but now I'm whole. I was bound by sin, we could say, but now I'm free. Paul would say in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, again, just a very concept. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. And what a great, great reminder. You know, the riches here has nothing to do with your bank account, the square footage of your house, whether your car is paid off. It's your relationship with God. The blessings we have come from a good God. Every good gift, James tells us, comes from above. You are God's child. What a blessing that is. No one can take that away from you. And if you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound. And so we are a rich person. I was reading the other day a story about a missionary who was in India, and they were in the leper colony, and they were singing some hymns. And this woman held up a hand that had no fingers. And the missionary turned around and looked at this person, and the eyes were you could tell they were glassy. The person was blind by their leprosy. And the woman said, I'd like to have the song led, Count Your Many Blessings.
Wow.
Named them one by one. And somebody, when they heard that story, told that missionary, you'll never sing that song again. And the missionary said, yes, I always sing that song, but I sing it differently now.
Yeah.
In the book of Psalms, just a couple other passages I want to share with you. And again, back to our title, Give Thanks. Psalms chapter 28, verse 7, it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song, I shall thank him. And then a couple later, Psalms chapter 30 and verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you godly ones. Give thanks to his holy name. And we put those two together. You and I have been helped by God. Have you ever thought what your life would look like today had it not been for Jesus? What a mess you might be in. What would you even be alive today? And we see the great blessings we have in God. So God has made us rich. God has made us strong spiritually. The Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. And that's the idea we see through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we've, in a variety of different ways, looked at this topic over the course of the last couple of weeks in sermons, in classes, on the podcast, in daily reminders that we need to remain sensitive to how helpless we are without God. That ought to keep us humble. That ought to remind us daily of where all of these blessings have come from. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the 10 lepers who are healed by Jesus, and 9 go on their way, and only one comes back. And Jesus asked, where are the 9? We don't want a day to go by as disciples of Jesus, as children of God, where God would wonder, in a sense, where are those who have been blessed so richly? I have loved your little series on Mondays where you have talked about giving thanks as a way of life, that in just practical terms. We say it, we pray it, we sing it, and we show it. Maybe a good practical note to end on, Roger. What do you think that it means now to be rich in Jesus, to recognize that, but to live like that? You brought out earlier this call of the hymn, "Let the poor say, I am rich." And so the day before Thanksgiving, what's that look like for a modern disciple?
Well, first of all, let's say what's not. It doesn't make us arrogant. It doesn't make us self-righteous. It doesn't make us climb to the mountaintop and look down with contempt upon others. We are rich because of Jesus. It's not because of ourselves. There's nothing we have done that made us rich. Without the grace of God, we are nothing. But what it makes us thankful.
Yeah.
It pulls goodness out of there. You know, we sometimes talk about peer pressure with young people, and peer pressure always seems to have a negative idea. Peer pressure can also have a very positive idea. And when we start counting our blessings and we realize that I am rich, I am someone who's going to heaven. When we look at all these people in this world, God looks at me as his child. I belong to God. What a wonderful, wonderful, not only feeling, but relationship. And what that all makes us do is just count our blessings. It makes us want to walk with God closer and be with God and do the things that God wants us to do. It's just a positive thing that we need to have in our lives. With this COVID going on and with all the things that are going on, and holidays may be different for a lot of folks this year, and it may not be the way you want to have it. And we can focus on those things and how things are different and how I can't do what I want. And that just takes you down the road of complaining. And it makes you negative. And just all it does is make you look at the problem. We look above the clouds, and there's our Lord. And what a difference that is.
Yeah, and we live for him each and every day. This idea of being rich, of course, makes me think of the heart of the Sermon on the Mount, where in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about laying up treasures in heaven. And it really revolves around living that life day by day that he prescribes in the Sermon on the Mount, right? Being the salt of the earth, being the light of the world, being careful about your passions and your anger, treating even enemies the way that you would want to be treated, loving them, praying for them, giving to the needy, but not in a way that draws attention to yourself, praying to the Lord each and every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is the sort of stuff day by day that goes into not laying up treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but laying up treasures in heaven. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we hope this little series has helped your heart to be full of thanks to this God, the Holy One, who has given us so much, above all, in and through Jesus Christ, his Son.
And let's go back to the beginning of this song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. And to that, we'd simply say, amen.
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier at the top of the episode where we moved this episode from Fridays to the day before Thanksgiving. We hope this little three-part series has been encouraging to you. And even as this episode closes, we'll play that song for you and encourage you to think about the words and even sing along with it if you're familiar with it. Roger, we're taking the next week off, following week, and Lord willing, we will be back with a fresh episode on Monday, December the 7th. But we're thankful for our audience. We're thankful for the constant encouraging feedback. Really, at this point, we hardly air an episode without someone letting us know in some small way that it has been a help and encouragement to them. We're thankful for you. We're thankful for your listening and sharing the news about this podcast. We hope that it continues to help you set your mind on things above and gives you a little more fuel for your journey here in the middle of this week. We encourage you to always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound. You have so much to be thankful for, and the best is truly yet to come. Yeah.